Hello, my name is Bill Dart, and I'm Senior Director for Financial Compliance and Grants Management at ICCB. I'm going to present some brief information about the FY24 Adult Education Grant budgets. As you may know, on September 8th, ICCB announced the revision of the FY2024 Adult Education allocations that had been released in May. For background about the revision, please see the discussion provided at that time. My purpose here is to review the steps needed to finish the documentation necessary to get the grant agreement in place. The required documentation include the signed grant application, also known as the uniform grant application, the signed and approved full complete GATA budget, including the mini worksheets, and the programmatic work plan. With these items complete, the notice of award can be issued. ICCB is proceeding to issue those notices for those providers that have completed these items. The award notice will, of course, reflect the amount in the revised allocations. The budget documentation that is needed would include the approved full GATA budget with those mini worksheets, that form, even though it was completed. If you completed it previously on the original allocation, we are going to accept budget modifications to revise that budget. The forms to make those changes were distributed with the memorandum and the revised allocations. The budget modification form is going to be the record showing the adaptation to the actual award. The prior documents were presented in good faith and approved as is, based on the allocations that we believed were correct at the time. So these modifications will accomplish our purposes. So let's go ahead and take a quick look at that form. I'm going to share my screen. It is the traditional form that we use for during the year to make changes. We're just going to be using it earlier on this year to make this adjustment to the budgets. So here is the standard form, budget modification request. I'm going to fill in this brief header with my provider name, fiscal year 2024. The form is not protected, so all the cells can be edited. Date submitted. And this part was filled in because we'll get I'm going to be doing one for the adult ed state performance and then one for federal basic. So here, this is where I'm going to put in this column my current approved budget that was submitted and approved, the full GATA budget, just by category. I'm not putting in all the details, just the total for the category. And then over here, I'm going to populate my reductions that need to be made in order to hit the new and actual allocation. Then at the bottom, there's a place to kind of cite what's happening and explain these, like I said, are used during the year to explain different activities here. My reason for modification is simply is because of the revised allocation. My original activity, I'm just citing as the adult education program for FY24. What am I doing? I'm making the reduction in expenses that are necessary under the Act to make the actual allocation. My outcome, and I'm going to continue to provide a quality adult education program in my organization with these funds. Brings me to the last component of the form, the grantee certification, which just simply certifies that this is a correct and accurate form, this is a traditional certification that accompanies most of our documents as provided by the regulations. Down here, I'm going to see that this form is signed by an authorized representative of my organization, a representative that can legally bind the organization to this documentation that's being submitted. ICCB will review this and get back to you with an approval on the modification. So as I said, this is the state performance. And then similarly, I will do the same thing for my federal basic, putting in my approved budget amounts. For example, I want those to be the same. And then my modifications that are necessary. So maybe I'm dropping 50,000 here, and maybe 5,000 here, and etc. So I'll complete those to get my new allocation to match my budget here. Put in the brief description again here. This is, you could put in as much detail as you like, but we just need some brief items here, just noting what we're doing. We're just adjusting the original budget from the anticipated allocation to the actual allocation. Have that signed, submitted, and go along. Now, let's see, I wanted to also make some comments about the federal match, the match that you provided. If since your original budget submitted showed that there was a sufficient match to, as required, the 25% match, you'd met it at the higher threshold, so there's no reason to address that now. You've already documented sufficient matching. The reporting is going to show the match based on the actual expenditures. So there's no need to document a proposal for reducing the match. You've already exceeded the threshold that would be required. So we don't need to address that further. If you have further questions, please contact your program liaison or reference the memo that was distributed on Friday, September 8th. Thanks very much.